Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The 2022-2023 boys swimming season came to an end over the weekend at the 4A state meet at the Campbell County Aquatic Center. 11 4A schools traveled to Gillette to compete in the meet, and Thunder Basin would finish in 10th as a team with 51 points. Starting with how the Bolts did in the relays, Carson Shear, Traden Smith, Reed Pollock, and Arthur Silvera Cunha placed 9th in the 200-yard medley relay and 7th in the 200-yard freestyle relay. Individually, Reed Pollock finished 6th and Traden Smith came in 8th in the 50-yard freestyle. And in the 100-yard freestyle, Traden Smith would come in 5th and Reed Pollock would finish in 8th. Arthur Silvera Cunha is the only senior the Bolts are going to be losing to graduation, and Bolt head coach Riley Pillon says the boys returning are very excited to hit the pool again for next year, and Pillon also mentioned they would like a few more teammates on the team as well.
Yeah, we would really like to see more boys come out next year. We're trying to get an open swim and dive opportunity for kids who are interested in competing at the high school level in swimming to give them an opportunity to try it out and try to get them to come out and join that high school team come the fall for girls and winter for boys. We would definitely like to see numbers increase, but these three boys that we have returning, they have a really, really, really bright future. They just need a couple more teammates to help round out the team, but they're going to do amazing things. And they're having conversations about their futures in swimming and goals that maybe they didn't have before, because this season really was really instrumental in changing their swimming path, and they've done amazing things this year. So having Arthur this year was amazing. We're going to miss him. We hope we can find a couple others so we can have some relays. But yeah, these young boys are going to have an amazing year next year, I think, and I'm excited to see what some of this off-season training and hard work in the coming year is going to bring for them next high school season.
That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.